Terry, I'd like to ask you, first of all, to tell me, for producers who aren't aware, what are some of the things or ways that NCBA is doing work for the checkoff or working with the beef checkoff?
Well, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association serves as the Federation of State Beef Councils, so we create the environment in which state beef councils come together, work, and engage with the national partnership. A national program and create a strong state national partnership leveraging checkoff dollars to help build demand for consumers. In addition to that, we also implement and contract with the Cattlemen's Beef Board, who administers the beef checkoff, to carry out beef demand building programs on behalf of the industry.
What would be some specific projects you'd point to that that you're involved with or doing?
Okay, I'd like to highlight three areas. One is new product development. We're in the process and we work utilizing checkoff funded programs to develop products that meet the needs of our consumers today. Through research, we were able to develop such products as the Flatiron Steak, which has been a huge success both at retail and in restaurants. Today, we're looking very closely emphasizing and looking at how do we create beef products that are appealing to youth and the next generation of beef consumers. So new product development and those types of research are very important to the industry in helping to build beef demand. Secondly is in the area of nutrition. We know that as consumers look at beef, that health is a concern of theirs. They look at our product, and we've had situations where it hadn't been positioned quite as well with the consumer as we would like. So it's very important for us to highlight the nutritional benefits of beef to our consumers. And yesterday we had a joint meeting between the Beef Checkoff Program and the Dairy Funded Checkoff Program and our producers from each group to really look at the common issues we have in the nutrition area and how we're working together to better position beef and better position dairy products in the next round of dietary guidelines. So that's another key area. Third area is through USMEF and helping promote beef and export markets. We work with them very closely. As you know, with BSC, you know, getting a resumption of trade December of 2003, we had nearly 12% of our product going overseas. We want to restore beef trade to that level. It means a lot to our consumers. So those are three distinct ways, and there's others in the area of food safety research, issues management, public relations, working with food service and retail partners to promote beef, and of course you have the Beef It's What's for Dinner national advertising campaign.
And so at a meeting like this where it's, as some have described, kind of an interim in the process of that both organizations go through. You've got a lot of committees meeting, talking about work, projects, proposals. Some of those are joint committees between NCBA and CBB. Can you just describe how you work together, and especially when it comes to joint committee work?
Well, as I mentioned earlier when we talked about representing and that NCBA is the Federation of State Beef Council, it's really a way in those joint committees of bringing the 50 cents that the beef checkoff programs that resides with the State Beef Council and the 50 cents that resides with the national program, it's a way to bring those two pieces together to develop a common plan where we can concentrate resources and speak with one voice. So that's what those joint committees do. It's, you know, in a number of areas, but the key is that we have one plan, we have one budget, that allows us as organizations to speak with one voice on issues affecting our industry.
And that really gets to the heart of the grassroots effort of having the decisions made come up through, you know, the producer level.
Absolutely. When you look at these, at the committees and the board, the decision makers are beef producers. So they come together and they discuss the program direction, they look at the research, they give staff and different contracting organizations, they give them their marching orders as to what they want them to do. So it is their program. They control the planning and execution of that program. So it is very producer-driven. State beef councils appoint their directors to be a part of those committees. So it is producer controlled, producer driven.
One of the things, if you could make a comment, I've heard a number of people mention that there's discussion about how we can improve the checkoff. And part of that, I assume, comes from, I think there's a
study group.
Yeah, a study group that wants to make some recommendations. Are there recommendations that are being made here, or just are you still in the process of formulating that?
We're still in the process of formulating that. What what our producers have done is really evaluated where we are today with the beef checkoff to where we were 20 years ago when it started. And what the conclusion has been is that with the evolution of trade, with the complexity of issues, as we continue to build beef demand and the diminished buying power of that checkoff dollar from what it was in 1985, they make a very strong case that we need to look at increasing the resources that are available in those programs to help build demand for beef. So we continue to look at, you know, what's the rationale, what's the best use of the potential increase in funding if that were to occur, and then it will be up to the state cattlemen's associations, not the state beef councils, to move forward and create local producer support for a change in the program that gives it that additional strength.
Looking at what the issues are that are facing NCBA here, and especially in the area of policy, legislation, you know, a lot of different things that are going on with the farm bill. What are some of the key topics of discussion here that you're focused on?
Of course, energy is renewable energy is top of mind with folks as we look at the importance of integrating renewable fuels into our operations and into the American way of life. But it has a great impact upon our beef producers. So they're really, looking at how do we adjust and adapt to this changing environment where renewable energies will be a greater part of our fuel industry. And, of course, we'll be competing with that for corn and other inputs. So they're looking very closely. That's top of mind with them is what is the best approach. How do we transition to a rational market-driven approach with ethanol? That's a key point. Excuse me. Secondly, is how do we look at trade? You know, the trade outlook today is as positive as it's been since December of 2003. We've had Japan reduce the level of inspection. We have more product going there. We have Korea moving to having resumed trade, moving toward OIE compliance, opportunity for a free trade agreement. China, Russia are on the horizons, as well as the EU. So you'll hear a lot of discussion about trade. And then, of course, we're rolling out a new creative for the national advertising campaign. That's going to be key as well. But from a policy perspective, probably top of mind is the Farm Bill, you know, because it's being discussed in the House Ag Committee this week. So a lot of buzz at our meeting about what's going on with the Farm Bill as the House Ag Committee meets this week.
Do you think they're going to finalize their plan this week? Or I think it's been talked that it's expected. But.
Well, I think the House Ag Committee may propose their plan. Now what the House of Representatives does with that proposed Farm Bill is a different story. So we'll just have to wait and see with the ever-changing dynamics of the politics in Washington. Every day is a new day, so we'll have to prepare for that and adjust as that Farm Bill moves through passage of the House and then also in the Senate.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That's Terry Stokes with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We're here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.